This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Hot, dry Nishna Valley for the hot, dry month of August.
It's not a repeat. This is a new show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's the you same know, it's old, the same, same thing old. Every time.
That's like the weather.
Yep.
We haven't written up a new forecast in a month.
Probably not.
Pretty much the same
thing. It's going to be hot today.
Yeah, temperature changes just a couple of degrees. That's about the extent of
it.
It's crazy stuff. So, but it is what it is. We can't change it, but we can at least change our focus a little bit.
Yeah.
Try to focus on some other things. Have you paid much attention to the Summer Olympics going on in London?
I have, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
What have you been watching?
The sand volleyball and the swimming and the gymnastics.
It's different in the Olympics. Sand volleyball is way different in the Olympics.
Yeah.
They don't play it with a drink in their hand.
I guess I've never played that way either, though.
Okay.
It's hard to play, you know, with it. That's for afterwards or in between.
Now, you heard all about the scandal in the Olympics.
With the badminton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these people that, what were there, I hesitate to call them athletes, but
there's
eight players.
Really?
There were eight different players. Two players from China, I think four from North Korea. Two from Indonesia, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they were throwing matches at the Olympics because they were trying to get a more favorable draw in the next round of the Olympic competition. Well, that's easy. Change the way you do the competition.
Yeah.
So you don't have people, you know, intentionally trying to lose. But, I mean, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, yeah. Are they that worried and not that, you know, confident in their game that you have to throw games? I just don't see why people will even bother to do that.
See, I was thinking they should be ashamed of themselves because they play badminton, not because they were cheating.
Yeah. I don't obviously follow badminton, so I don't know too much about it.
How does one become a professional badminton player? I mean, did you just have so much fun at the family reunion that you just couldn't get enough of it and you decided just to just keep on hitting that little thing?
Yeah, the little birdie, I don't know.
A little shuttlecock? I mean...
Oh, yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's just, you know. You see all kinds of things. But all kinds of things come up in the Olympics that you sometimes didn't even realize were a sport.
Yeah.
You know, there are things that you had no idea that we competed in. Just because, you know, some folks follow kind of traditional lines. They like NASCAR or football or baseball or whatever. And then all of a sudden you see all kinds of things in the Olympic venues. And it's just kind of different. I still, that whole synchronized anything is just weird to me. I don't get that.
Oh, like the synchronized diving? Yeah, that was on last week.
I don't get the point to that. I mean, is it just that, you know, nobody watches our sport, so we got to do something to jazz it up so somebody might take notice? So let's put two of them up there at the same time.
You and Mike are kind of on the same page of this. He's like, I just don't get it. He's like, obviously they dive every day. You think they'd just be, you know, absolutely like perfect at this. But I'm like, well, obviously they're not.
I don't get it. I don't understand that. I mean, I'm thinking that, you know, I was just kind of thinking out loud that if you're going to have like, okay, synchronized whatever,
right,
doesn't matter, whatever you want to do, then why not synchronize NASCAR?
I don't think that would work out.
Why wouldn't it work out? If you can do synchronized diving, you can do synchronized NASCAR, right? You got to stay side by side. You break chain and you're done. It's all over.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you do synchronized golf? How about synchronized billiards?
That'd be a little tricky.
You have to hit trick shots.
Yeah.
Tables are side by side, and both of you have to hit the same trick shot with the same result.
I'm kind of surprised that's not a sport in the Olympics. And I mean, ping pong is, so why not billiards?
Why not?
Race walking, that's another one.
There are all
the
kinds
Olympics.
Of things.
That... There was something else I found, too, that was I didn't know there was. I can't remember what it is now. But
oh, there are all kinds of things that you just never even really thought of at all. I mean, just to kind of give you an idea, here are some of the sports that are in the winter, or in the Summer Olympics, rather. In the aquatic category, you've got diving, you've got swimming, and you've got synchronized swimming, and then water polo. Of course, you have synchronized diving as well. But
yeah.
Then you go into gymnastics. You've got artistic gymnastics, rhythmic gymnastics, trampoline. That's in addition to
There's trampoline.
Gymnastics.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's because it doesn't make TV. Nobody wants to watch it because they have that funny cage around it, you know.
Oh, yeah. See, I have no idea what even...
I don't know. They do that in backyards. You know, they got that safety netting up around it. I don't know.
But you've I don't got, see how that protects you, but okay.
Yeah, you've got canoeing. You've got kayaking. You've got cycling. All kinds of different cycling events. You've got all kinds of different equestrian events. You've got jumping and dressage and all kinds of things. Volleyball. You got beach volleyball, your favorite, and regular volleyball.
I like regular.
You've got wrestling, both Greco-Roman and freestyle. You look at other things like different types of athletics, archery, you got badminton, basketball, boxing, fencing, golf. There are all kinds of different things. There's handball, you have judo, there's the pentathlon, rowing, you have, oh boy. I mean, they're just shooting, table tennis, taekwondo, tennis again, weightlifting, of course, and some of the other things too. I mean, those are just some of the different sports that they have in the Olympics. And then, of course, you go into Winter Olympics, too, and then there are all kinds of things that you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody, you know, you think of Winter Olympics, and who watches bobsledding outside of once every 4 years? And then once every 4 years, we watch it like it's just the coolest thing in the world. Look at how fast they're going. I can't wait till they crash, you know?
It always makes me think of that movie.
Yeah.
For the Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah. You know, it's just, you know, you watch some of this, and it's interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now with all the different platforms, back in the day, you know, I remember having to get up at all different kinds of hours to have to watch the Olympics, because depending upon where they were in the world, we had to watch them then. But,
yeah.
And then sometimes they, you know, just were recorded, and now NBC does all kinds of fancy things with it, because you've got all the different platforms. You can watch it online on all kinds of places on the web. They've got all these different sports networks and stuff, so you can watch just about everything live if you want, or you can watch their primetime coverage at night, which I'm surprised anybody really even does. Because by the time that comes around with a six-hour time difference between here and Great Britain, you already know
the
results.
Won the Wendell medals, yeah, I know.
I mean, we sat and watched the other night. We watched the all-around women gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I already knew who won. I read it during the sports report at noon. You know, it kind of takes the edge off a little bit. It's kind of neat when it's at home, maybe in a time zone a little closer to us, so you get to watch things as they happen.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it kind of takes the surprise off a little bit. But some of the things that don't make TV are kind of interesting. It seemed like for about four nights in a row, I had to watch synchronized diving in prime time.
I only saw two or three dives. That wasn't too bad.
Well, and they're athletic in their own way, and they do their thing. That's just a weird thing. I mean, synchronized, I don't understand what the point of it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not saying it's easy.
Definitely takes skill,
yeah. Oh, absolutely. Everything you should do at the Olympic level will take skill, but really? But do I want to watch it?
Probably it just seems weird because it's, like, not an aggressive sport.
I mean, chess
takes
like
racing,
a lot of skill.
You're not, you know? To me, sports is, like, kind of, like, racing or...
Chess takes a lot of skill.
Yeah.
Do I want to sit down for 3 hours and watch a match? Would I catch it on TV? No.
No. Yeah.
So I you know, they kind of need to pick and choose. You know, water polo and stuff. It's kind of like, okay, it's kind of the same as basketball, soccer, hockey, all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to get something into a net on either side and beat the other team by scoring more points. It's pretty standard stuff. It's just we do it a little bit differently, I guess.
But. Just in the water.
Yeah, I suppose. It's all different. Like I said, it's the Olympics is the one time of the year, well, one time every four years, that for the most part, people actually care about something that they
normally don't watch.
Wouldn't even have a clue about most of the time. But it's amazing how many people will tell you about something that happens in the Olympics like they're an expert at.
Yeah.
But they
I follow this person all the time.
Yeah,
they don't even,
and that's how good the sportscasters, how good a job they do by making us feel like we know these people
mm-hmm.
personally. And that's part of what the coverage is about, is trying to personalize the athletes and stuff too, so that, you know, you kind of feel these folks, you know, Missy Franklin, the swimmers. I mean, it's an intriguing story because of what just happened in Colorado, and that's her hometown, Aurora. So, you know, there's that hook there. And, you know, Michael Phelps setting all kinds of records and things. I mean, you know, nobody cared or even knew about Michael Phelps until he got arrested, of course. But you know, since the last Olympics.
Right.
And then all of a sudden now it's, you know, it's just you just suddenly 4 years later, you bump back into the psyche of people again.
Mm-hmm.
You just wonder what it does to folks because, you know, there's that mentality that you get when you become popular or famous that. You know, you it's not that you, well, I guess you sometimes crave that again, but you get used to the limelight. And you wonder sometimes what happens with some of these Olympians where they, you know, I mean, yeah, they have competitions all the time and whatever else, but that's specific just to people who really seriously are hardcore and pay attention to it. And let's face it, with swimming, you don't have a lot of swimming groupies out there.
No.
But then all of a sudden, every 4 years, all of a sudden, you know, you get all this worldwide adulation and you're
mm-hmm.
a national hero and the, you know, depending upon how you perform and, you know, and then all of a sudden it goes away.
Yeah.
And it's...
They're 15 minutes.
I mean, look at Shawn Johnson.
She's still hanging around, though.
In commercials. And
well,
doing
she was
a little
in
bit
Dancing
of
with Stars and I think
that
she's
going to
be
years
back.
Ago.
Well, I think they're doing a remake, or not a remake, but... I think she might be doing it again.
But it shows you how, and I heard him say something on the Olympic coverage the other night, speaking of women's gymnastics, that, you know, you look at this and it's kind of one and done. I mean, you see some of these people. Well, there was a coxswain in one of the rowing events. She was in her like fifth or sixth Olympics, but she was 50 some years old. But, you know, you don't have, I mean, she could be 80 and still be out there if she's healthy, mm-hmm. you know, doing what she does. But women's gymnastics, for example, I mean, the time frame is so short. They said the last three Olympics, every member of the American women's gymnastics team was a rookie. There were no repeats from year to year.
Really?
Over the last three Olympics. So all the girls that participate, all five girls on this year's team, never been to the Olympics before. First time. And wow. The odds are, the way it looks, is that probably none of them will be on the Olympic team 4 years from now because of the demands on your body and yeah. what have you. And, I mean, you can't participate at 30 years old in that sport.
And they're probably all, about 16?
Yeah.
That's probably, just crazy.
Anywhere from, like, 16 to about 20 years old, thereabouts. And, you know, you look at Shawn Johnson. What is she, 20 now? I think she's
probably
about 20 years
there,
old.
Yeah.
She's retired. How'd you like to be 20 and retired?
I couldn't believe that.
I mean, so here you go. Yeah, it's amazing when you take a look at some, but the shelf life is so short. You know, she was runner-up in the all-around 4 years ago, and you're thinking, well, she'll work hard. She'll get back for London. Well, then she has that skiing accident
yeah.
and blows out her knee, and she retires because she knows she won't be able to compete at the level to make the team, and
yeah.
I assume didn't want to suffer the...
Right,
you know,
go through all that.
I should say embarrassment, but it's a little frustrating not being able to compete at the level that you know you used to compete at. So
yeah.
she retired just before the Nationals and stuff, and then just give somebody else, you know, the opportunity to have the spotlight. And then Gabby Douglas goes out and wins the all-around, and wow, she's the, you know, now she's the flavor of the week.
Yeah.
But will you still hear of her 4 years from now?
The next one, right.
You know, it's amazing how fast then we tend to forget as the general public goes.
Yeah.
You know, they were showing some of the other gals that have won gold medals, Shannon Miller and Carrie Strug and some mm-hmm. of these girls that, oh, yeah, now you mention her name, now I remember, you know, Carrie Strug on an almost broken ankle out there competing.
You can do it.
With, yeah.
They made a big deal on that in Silent
yeah,
Life.
And Shannon Miller and some of these others, you know, it's like, well, where did they go?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't been gone that long. It's just that most of us don't pay attention to that stuff except in Olympic years. So, yeah, it's got to be tough on their psyche, too. I heard somebody mention the other night because Michael Phelps says this is it. He's done.
Oh, really?
Yep, he's done. That's what he says. And, oh, it was Rowdy Gaines, who's the color guy. He's a former Olympic swimmer who's doing broadcasting on TV. And he said he doesn't think that's the case. He said, Michael can keep saying that, but he'll be back. I swear. You talk to me 3 years from now. He'll get the itch 3 years from now thinking, I can still do this, and I want to be back again.
Yeah.
And his mom wants to go to Rio. He'll be back. Trust
yeah.
me. So yeah, we'll see. It's an odd, odd world those Olympic athletes sometimes deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But you go from all to nothing so
right.
fast, but public-wise.
I'm sure it's hard to handle all that.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Well, we have lots of things to talk about here this weekend, too. We probably need to dive into some of these things. Lots of activities here
okay.
as we get close to school again. It's just a few weeks
oh,
away.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe that. Well, you can still cool off with an ice cream social. The First Lutheran Church, South Wyota, they're having an ice cream social on Sunday, August 12th, and that's from 5 to 7. They'll also be serving some sloppy joes and hot dogs, pies, cakes, and drinks in the air-conditioned church. As for a free will donation, be accepted for the support of missionary Carl Hansen in Hong Kong. Thrive Financial for Lutherans will also be offering matching funds. That's the ice cream social, First Lutheran Church, South Wyota, on August 12th from 5 to 7. United Methodist Women of Atlantic First United Methodist Church will be holding a bazaar and bake sale in conjunction with United Methodist Men's Windsor Chop Dinner. That's on Sunday, August 12th from 4:30 to 6:30 in Fellowship Hall. It's in the lower level of the church. The dinner will include Windsor chop, corn on the cob, and baked beans. And the bazaar and bake sale will have many handmade items and homemade goodies for sale. The public is invited to attend. Again, that's the United Methodist Women of Atlantic First United Methodist Church. Their bazaar and bake sale, and also the United Methodist Men's Windsor Chop Dinner, and that's on Sunday, August 12th from 4:30 to 6:30. Minden United Methodist Church of Christ Ice Cream Social is also on Sunday, August 12th from 11:30 to 1:30. They'll be serving hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, salads, drinks, homemade pies, bars, and ice cream, and that's for a free will donation. There's a moped safety class that will be held on August 4th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Farm Bureau Insurance Building. Cost is $40 for registration. You can call 243-6343, and that is the last class. All-you-can-eat Exira Mason's breakfast fundraiser for Exira EHK Spartans new band uniforms will be held on August 5th at the Elkhorn Town Hall. It's from 8:30 to 12:30. They'll be serving pancakes, eggs, sausage, French toast for a free donation. That's sponsored by the Lodge 342. That's Exira Mason's breakfast fundraiser for Exira EHK Spartans new band uniforms on August 5th at the Elkhorn Town Hall from 8:30 to 12:30. The 20th annual Walnut Optimist Club's Antique City Car Show is on August 5th on Main Street in Walnut. Registration's from 8 to noon, or you can pre-register for $12, or day of the show is $15. There'll be trophy presentation of 4 and dash plaques to the first 150 cars. There'll be 29 classes and first, second, third place trophies and special awards. For more information, you can contact Ed Ransom at 784-3892. It's the 20th annual Walnut Optimist Club's Antique City Car Show on August 5th, and that's from 8 to noon, and then the presentation's at 4. Bow hunting within the city limits of Atlantic for the hunting year 2012 through 2013. You can receive necessary permit applications at the police department during normal business hours, which are 8 to 4, and the permit will allow you to harvest antlerless deer only. Permit applications need to be picked up and filled out prior to qualification tryouts on August 18th at 10 a.m. and also on August 22nd, that's at 6 p.m. Those are held at the Sunnyside Park by the old schoolhouse. Landowners, if you'd like to allow bow hunter to hunt on your land, you can call the police department at 243-3512 during normal business hours and sign up. A few, just kind of some reminders here. The Griswold Farmers Market, that's held every Saturday from 9 to noon. That's at Lisa's Lunchbox, and they have weekly drawings for free vendor products. Little Lambs Preschool, they have some openings for the 2012 to 2013 school year. You can call 243-4421 for more information, or you can stop by at 811 Oak Street in Atlantic. And, of course, Atlantic Farmers Market, that's held through October 27th at the Orchlands parking lot at 7th and Plum. That's on Tuesdays from 5 to 7 and also on Saturdays from 9 to 11 a.m. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Kathy McCrory at 249-2758. They have all sorts of fresh fruits and vegetables, baked goods, homemade jams and jellies, and some craft items and lots of friendly visiting.
Friendly visiting?
Yeah.
Is that free?
I would think so.
All right.
I sure hope so.
I always like to get something for free, right?
Well, yeah.
Plenty of other things going on around the area here, too. Let's take a short time out, though, and we'll come back and tell you more about some of the other things that we have going on here in the Nishna Valley here in the coming days in just a little bit as we move along here in our program. Stay with us.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back to action again. Here we go. I got a blood drive coming up on August the 16th, as this one will be held in Griswold at the Central Church of Christ. It'll be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., so contact Fred or Sandy if you have any questions or you want to sign up. 778-2188 is the telephone number, and walk-ins are always welcome. That's, again, August 16th. That's a Thursday, Central Church of Christ in Griswold, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. is the time. Also, coming up here not too far down the road, over at the Anadare Casey School District, they'll have their Bomber Booster Membership kickoff on Friday, August the 10th. That'll be a high school volleyball scrimmage at 4:30 in the gymnasium. They'll dedicate the new bleachers after the volleyball game there, too. They have, this is kind of interesting, they have reserved parking spaces that go on sale for $50 each immediately following the dedication in the high school lobby. They have 11 spots available on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't like parking way in the back of the lot? there you go.
Yeah.
Grilling will begin in the parking lot after the dedication. They'll have roast beef sandwiches, tenderloins, hot dogs, watermelon, pasta salad. They have a $25 Bomber Booster membership, which gets you membership passes and all kinds of stuff like that, too. You can check that out. They'll have elementary flag football competing on the Bomber field as well. And they'll have the annual high school Gatorade scrimmage game at 7 o'clock that night. So you get volleyball, you get little kids stuff, and then you get football as well.
Yeah.
As they kick off their season early, some of the schools around the area will be kicking off on the 17th of August.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember when they didn't start school until after Labor Day?
Yeah. I sure do.
There are some schools in the area that will play three football games before Labor Day.
Before then?
Yeah.
Wow.
A third of their season will be over before Labor Day even hits. It's amazing how fast that comes around.
I don't
around.
Envy them.
Yeah. Cam will host a Dare Casey in an opening eight-man football game on August 17th. We'll have that game for you here on the radio, by the way, if you're interested that night. But, yep, early, early start for some of those schools. Hmm. Most start on the 24th, some, though, on the 17th. So no time to waste. Got to get after it.
Yeah.
The 62nd annual Operation T-Bone has been going on in Audubon, and they had just a big, big slate of events going on Saturday leading up toward. But also this Sunday, August the 5th, they'll have a breakfast fundraiser, an open house at the fire station from 7 a.m. until noon. And the New Life Drama Company will have special services in the local churches at their regular time as well. And then also Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, August the 7th, will be the annual Operation T-Bone Cattle Auction. That'll be held at the Anita Livestock Auction, and that'll start at 9 o'clock. And then they'll have the hamburger feed, the free hamburger feed, immediately following at the Anita Livestock Auction. They'll have some other events as well, a Saddle Club Horse Show and also a golf tournament later on in the fall. But those two events coming up yet here in the area before we get too far down the road. And Atlantic Fest is next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think you already talked about a lot of events and activities and stuff going on.
I haven't yet, actually. I kind of skipped over that whole day. So
I thought you had visited about that, those kinds of things. Well, one of the things is all kinds of events, activities. It's shows and crafts and all kinds of stuff downtown. But one of the things you need to be aware of, too, is the road race, the Atlantic Fest road race, as coming up not too far down the road here, Saturday, August the 11th. They had over 270 people last year in the three different races. There's a five-mile run, a two-mile run, and also the two-mile walk. And they have over 70 trophies and plaques awarded, all kinds of different prizes, and the cost is $10.50 if you'd like to do either one of the two runs, the 2 or 5 mile. That includes a t-shirt. It's $5 without the t-shirt, or $9.50 for the walk, or $4 without the t-shirt. Now, also, for the first time this year, they also have dry fit t-shirts. Everybody's asking for the dry fit ones.
That's pretty cool. You don't see that a lot.
Yeah, so they offer either one. Now, if you'd like the dry fit t-shirt, the entry fee is $14 for the two running events and $13 for the walk. So it's just a few dollars more to get those because they are more expensive. You can enter by contacting Bruce Henderson here in Atlantic or the Chamber of Commerce or the YMCA. You can get them online at AtlanticIowa.com. But get those entries in. You're going to save yourself a little bit of money. The pre-registration deadline's coming up this Tuesday, August the 7th, and there's a late fee of $2. For any registrations that come in after that. And also, there's no guarantee you're going to get a shirt after that date as well, because they have to order them. They try to order pretty close to what they need. They have a few extras, but that way they can keep their expenses in line too. So check it out. You might look around and think, where are they going to run? There's road construction everywhere.
Yeah.
They're good. They'll be fine.
They've got a path, huh?
They're going to run the same route pretty much that they've always run, so don't worry about it. It's all covered. They'll have fun. And it's early in the morning. They start at 8 o'clock, so it won't be in the heat of the day.
They'll take care of you.
All right, all that stuff done. I don't have any anniversaries here in front of me.
I don't either. I do want to go back, though. I do have some more Atlantic Fest stuff that I've
passed over.
Yeah. Okay, the 14th annual Atlantic Fest car show, that's on August 11th. That's rain or shine. There'll be dash plaques, door prizes, and over 100 trophies. And you'll get a free t-shirt with your pre-registration if you register. And then the registration fee is $15 from 8:30 to 11:30. And then the entrance is at 3rd and Poplar Street. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, or you can also call Rob Clausen at 249-1928. That's the 14th annual Atlantic Fest car show on August 11th. And that's rain or shine. Also, during Atlantic Fest, that starts at 7 a.m., is the pancake breakfast. That's at the city park at 8 a.m. And then at 8 a.m. is, like Jim said, the road race. There's a tractor ride. At 10 a.m. is Marty Mincer, ragtime piano player. 10:45, Keith West Magic and Illusion Show. 11:10, the Atlantic High School Marching Band. 11:25 is Dance Atlantic. And then 11:50 is Salute Gymnastics. At 12:15, Keith West Magic and Illusion Show again. And then at 1 is the Pedal Tractor Pulls. From 10 to 4, there's a craft show, silent auction, and the car show, children's games, bounce houses, face painting, food. There'll be BPW Bingo. New this year is Weasel Rides, Antique Military Vehicles, and from 1 to 4 is Randy Burke and the Prisoners. There's also a 50-50 raffle with tickets available at Fairway, Farmer's Kitchen, and McDonald Electronics. Again, that's all Atlantic Fest on August 11th, and that starts off at 7 a.m. with a pancake breakfast. Also on that Saturday is the Persia Fire and Rescue Tractor and Garden Poles. That's on August 11th. That begins at 1 at the Persia Ballpark. Admission is $4. Children under 5 are free, and pit gate pass is $10. And then also the Cass County Conservation Board, they're having breakfast with the birds on August 11th, and that starts at 9 a.m. at Sunnyside Park at the Camlin Edition Shelter in Atlantic.
Lots and lots of stuff there. I don't know how they have weasel racing. What, do you put little saddles on them? They're so tiny.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know how that works out, but... anyway, and we thank people that bring stuff in too. We've had so many folks bring things in here the last several weeks and stuff. We do appreciate them stopping by and dropping some of those things off.
Yes.
I guess I jumped ahead of myself. I already stated that I don't have any anniversaries here in front of me to share. Do you have any birthdays or anything?
I have new birth.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Tina and Greg Mattson of Elkhorn, they had a girl on August 1st. Her grandparents are Gary and Becky Mackey of Audubon and Keith and Nancy Mattson of Elkhorn. So congratulations in there to Tina and Greg Mattson of Elkhorn, their baby girl on August 1st. I got some birthdays over the Salem Lutheran home. Neoma Anderson, happy birthday on August 11th, and also to Melvin Koonin on August 11th. And over at the Friendship home, a happy birthday to Don Merck, that's on the 4th. Also to Irma Jensen, that's on the 4th, and Wilma Sorensen on the 4th. And happy birthday to Louise Dreyer on August 5th.
Very good. Well, happy birthday and all those folks, and congratulations on the new birth. That'll be fun.
Yes.
For a while.
Hope you had some rest for it.
That's right. Get plenty of sleep beforehand, because it's all done after that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was looking at some of the area newspapers this last week and looking at some of the old articles that they print in them. And I noticed here a couple of them in the Griswold American. This was 25 years ago, 1987. There was a little note in here. It says, watering of established lawns in Griswold was ordered discontinued Thursday at a regular meeting of the city council. The ban was ordered because of excessive use of water during the hot and dry weather that's been prevailing. So we're not alone.
Yeah.
It was like this back in 1987 also. Huh. And then even further back, 125 years ago, back in 1887, there's a note here. It says, from the most reliable sources come the report that the hot winds that visited this section Thursday and Friday last reduced the corn crop prospects at least 25%. Never before in the history of Western Iowa was rain so badly needed as at
really?
The present time.
And how long ago was that?
That was 125 years ago.
125 years ago, wow.
1887. So it's not unusual for us to, unfortunately, go through some of these spells. We don't like them.
No.
We'd like them to be less usual, but here they are again.
Yeah.
I had another one, too, that I wanted to throw at you here real quick. I found this interesting. This is from the Anita Tribune, and this was from 80 years ago in 1932. It says here, a head-on collision in which two standard-gauge locomotives and trains traveling 50 miles an hour will be smashed into scrap iron for the entertainment of Iowa State Fair visitors. Will be a feature of the big exposition here on Saturday, August 27th, officials announced today. The train wreck will be staged directly opposite the grandstand, with the two trains traveling under full steam from opposite ends of 3,000 feet of track. The distance of the point of collision from the grandstand will be sufficient, however, to render the event free of possible accident to spectators. A standard gauge locomotives weighing over 225,000 pounds apiece, with tenders and passenger coaches attached, have been purchased for the event. One of the trains will be started from the top of a gradual slope of ground to augment its speed. The other train will start from the extreme west end of the fairgrounds with a long runway in which to attain maximum velocity. Workmen will start laying track next week, and it will take from 15 to 20 days to prepare for the event. This will be a feature one day only. Obviously, you can't smash them again. Which has been designated as Thrill Day at the fair. So that's what they were doing for entertainment back in 1932 at the State Fair.
Wow.
Let's smash a couple of locomotives
Why
together.
Why not? Just smash a train.
You know what, though? You'd have a huge crowd for
that
today. Yeah,
I bet that was pretty cool to see.
I'd go to that.
Yeah,
How
definitely.
How cool would that be? A little expensive
Something you
to
don't
do.
See. Yeah, something you don't see.
No, not so much. Hey, that's all the time we have for you this weekend. Thanks for joining us, as always. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.